It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. Back to this week's episode, and what I really want to talk about is getting specific with your ask. And the reason why I want to talk about that is because as I get a lot of people that come up to me and ask me about their life and what they want to do, they are very broad. And a lot of times I think we're broad because we're afraid to be specific, right? We're afraid to be specific. It's a lot easier to be general and say, you know what? I want to achieve success. Well, what type of success do you want to achieve? You know what? I want to take my skills and I want to give it to the world. You know, I want to go and help the world, but how do you want to help the world and what skills do you want to give them? The more specific that you could get, the better off you'll be, the better you'll be able to help more people, and the more direction that you'll have. Listen, I understand you want to be a generalist. I also wanted to be a generalist. In fact, I was a generalist. And what I realized is being a generalist, it's a lot harder to help a lot of people. Also, it's a lot harder to get people very specific results and outcomes that they want. The more general you are in your ask, a lot of times you don't make the same level of impact. So what I'm telling you is, you have to get more specific. You have to get more specific in your ask, in your request, in the things that you want, and the things that you want to achieve, and the outcomes that you seek. You have to get more specific. Now, the reason why I'm telling you all this is because the more specific you get, the easier it is to get to your goal. If you know your goal is to share your gift through stages, then you know all your effort is going to be focused on getting speaking engagements, on reaching out to people where there's a platform for you to get on stage and share your gift, right? But if you're a speaker, maybe you don't want to get on stages. Maybe you want to deliver your message through YouTubing. And so if you know you want to deliver your message through YouTube, then you know you're going to focus your efforts on building the best YouTube channel that you can, on making sure not only your content is great, but also your YouTube channel is amazing. And so the more specific you get, if you just say, I want to be a speaker, well, okay, how do you want to deliver your message? What medium do you want to use? At what capacity do you want to do? Where is your effort going to go? If you just want to be a speaker, you could take so many different avenues. But if you could get more specific, it's a lot easier to get to the result. Does that make sense what I'm saying? And so what I'm telling you all is that it's okay to be specific. It's okay to be specific in your vision. It doesn't mean it's narrow, right? You're not saying by being specific, like, I just want to be okay. No, being specific is I want to be really great at that thing. And so I dare you, Be more specific in your ask, be more specific in your request, and be more specific when it comes to you. We're talking about what you want. We're talking about you. You are of value. And so the only way you share that value is if you're more specific in the things that you seek. I just had to share that message as I'm moving into my new apartment. And this was just on my heart today because I've been getting a lot of requests of people that want to be generalists, people that are afraid, and I could tell that they're afraid to ask, and I'm asking them follow-up questions, and then we're talking for a while, and then it's like, okay, here's the specific request. This is what you actually want, right? And so it's really important to be specific in your ask. It's really important to be specific in your request. So here's some of the things I want you to write down. So take a piece of paper out and write this down. What do I want? Who do I want to impact? What medium do I want to impact them on? Do I want to impact them on a stage? Do I want to impact them on YouTube? Maybe I want to be a coach. Do I want to impact them, you know, maybe at this job, you know, maybe at this leadership role, maybe at this leadership position? What medium do I want to impact them in which I'm delivering my message? Okay. Now, when you write that down, I want you to then create a list underneath that and write down the specific things that you're going to have to focus on, right? What are the specific actions that you're going to have to take in order to achieve that outcome? And I don't want you to be general. I don't want you to say, I got to work hard. Okay, but what hours do you need to work this week? Are you going to wake up early and work from 6 to 8 a.m.? Are you going to do a late night shift after work and work from 10 to midnight? Right? What are the specific actions that you're going to take? Are you going to work Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, or are you going to work 7 days a week? I want you to get more specific in your request, right? I want you to get more serious. This is what it means to be serious about the things that you were put on here to do, put on this earth to do, right? You have to be specific. That's the only way you could actually see and you could actually help and you could actually deliver. You could actually become who you're supposed to. Be specific in your request.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.